This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has issued a new advisory warning against travel to mainland China and Hong Kong, citing the risk of arbitrary detention and arbitrary enforcement of local laws. The advisory issued Tuesday warned U.S. citizens that China imposes arbitrary detention and exit bans to compel cooperation with investigations, pressure family members to return to China from abroad, influence civil disputes and gain bargaining leverage over foreign governments. In Hong Kong, it said China unilaterally and arbitrarily exercises police and security power. It added that new legislation also covers offenses committed by non-Hong Kong residents, possibly subjecting U.S. residents who have publicly criticized China to a heightened risk of arrest, detention, expulsion, or prosecution. China's finance ministry said on Tuesday it will extend existing tariff exemptions for 16 products from the United States, including lubricants, whey, and fish meal, by an additional year. The products received exemptions from retaliatory tariffs imposed by China on U.S. goods as countermeasures to U.S. Section 301 action in 2019. The ministry said the extension will last through September 16, 2021. All of this comes as the Trump administration on Monday said it will block U.S. imports of cotton, clothing, and other products from five specific entities in western China's Xinjiang region. Department of Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli said the move is aimed at combating China's use of forced labor by detained Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. He said the administration was conducting more legal analysis of the region-wide import bans. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Deadly West Coast wildfires are dividing President Donald Trump and the state's Democratic leaders over how to prevent blazes from becoming more frequent and destructive. But scientists say it's not as simple as blaming either climate change or the way land is managed. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington have all said global warming is priming forests for wildfires as they become hotter and drier. But during a visit Monday to California, Mr. Trump pointed to how states manage forests. While experts say thinning trees and brush can help prevent fire threats, it's expensive and difficult to do the work as climate change dries out vegetation and more people move closer to areas that burn. Hurricane Sally is slowly closing in on northern Gulf Coast with powerful storms, and weather forecasters are warning of potentially historic flooding. Hurricane warnings stretch from Louisiana to Florida. In Alabama Monday, the governor, Kay Ivey, asked for a federal emergency declaration as the Weather Service warned of a storm surge of more than 9 feet in the Mobile area. The storm reached Category 2 strength with sustained winds of 100 miles per hour Monday afternoon. Meanwhile, Hurricane Paulette knocked out power lines in much of Bermuda Monday, but eventually appeared to have caused only limited damage, even as swells reached as far as the east coast of the United States. The storm lingered over the British territory longer than initially forecast by the Bermuda Weather Service. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says swells were reaching parts of the Leeward Islands, the Greater Antilles, the Bahamas, Bermuda, and the east coast of the United States. Then there are storms Vicky and Teddy. Both are currently in the Atlantic Basin. While Vicky is weakening, Teddy is strengthening and is expected to become a hurricane on Tuesday. India has confirmed more than 83,000 new coronavirus cases on Tuesday, bringing its total caseload to nearly 5 million. The health ministry also reported 1,054 new deaths, driving total fatalities up to more than 80,000, almost 81,000. With 4.93 million confirmed cases, India has the second highest total in the world. After the U.S. infections have maintained an upward surge amid an ease in coronavirus restrictions nationwide. More than 600,000 new cases have been confirmed in the last week alone. Elsewhere in Asia, China has reported 8 new coronavirus cases, all from people who entered the country, including 2 Myanmar nationals who had crossed the land border. Myanmar has seen a surge in new coronavirus cases. South Korea's prime minister told a cabinet meeting Tuesday that the country will secure early supply of coronavirus vaccines from international organizations and overseas drug makers for 30 million people, or 60% of the population. Via remote, I'm Tom.